Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Christmas Day on ABC and ESPN Radio. 95.7 The Game, live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
3-1 to go. Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game. Alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, I am Zachariah. If you like what you heard tonight, and God bless you if you did. Oh yeah, you don't like me saying God. I can't say God bless.
After the Blood and Crip thing, you got me.
Yeah, we got to revisit that. If you did like what you heard, then we'll be back on tomorrow, 7 to 11. Wednesday, 7 to 10. And Saturday, 5 to 9, set your smartphone alarms.
No Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Even God rested on Sunday, so we'll rest on Sunday. Right now, your phone calls, 888-957-9570. As you heard in the update, chuck wood. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Hanging it up. And Raiders fans are fired up about it. And we talked a lot in the first and second hours, Guru, about exactly where he ranks for you as a Raiders fan, whether you're young or old. Where is he? I mean, there was one guy that called in and said, Officer Matt in Santa Rosa said that he played defensive back because of Charles Woodson. Another guy said it was the first jersey I ever wore from any sports team. So I'm curious to hear. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We will get to your calls here shortly, and then we'll talk about the national news. We gotta get some national, and that was a pretty big story. Odell Beckham Jr. being suspended for a game for his antics in that Carolina Giants game.
It should be their antics. No honor amongst thieves.
Wow, you are so strong on this. As long as you reword the Bloods and Crips, I loved it line, then I think we can have a proper dialogue.
Yeah,
it
came out. But Wood, 13 defensive touchdowns, Zachariah. 249 games started, 65 picks, 155 pass deflections.
From the 510, so what team do you play as in Madden, Guru, and have you won any Super Bowls yet?
I'm in a league.
Okay, that's weird, but okay.
With other grown men online, and sometimes I'll use Dallas.
Okay.
Other times I use
Now, do you play with Dallas with Romo or Dallas with Castle?
You're funny, huh? Romo.
I thought the new. I don't play the sports.
Yeah, the league's
anymore.
Over. The league's over.
No, but I thought they wouldn't allow you to use
when
Romo.
When you're online, it's the updated roster. So
yeah,
Romo
so you
would be
use
gone.
Romo
yeah.
right now. Yeah. Right. So that wasn't a dumb question.
Well, in the league, you're right. It wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the league, you can still use them?
No, the league's over. I was able to use them.
I got you. All right. Also, from the 415, Zachariah, lose your accent. And Guru, lose Zachariah.
There's somebody we know.
You think?
I feel it.
Yeah?
Star Wars.
There's a mole?
I'll tell you.
Amongst us? Don't spoil Star Wars for the people that haven't seen it.
You're not going to see it. That's a problem.
I'm
going to
see it.
But then you have no history of the other one. So
I've seen all the other ones.
Are you kidding me?
I have.
We need a Bible. Where's a Bible?
I would swear
I never
on
knew
it.
You seen... No,
it's Star Trek that I know nothing about.
Oh, Zach?
I know nothing about Star Trek.
Captain Kirk?
All right, let's get to Mark in San Francisco. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I want to make a comment about this Odell Beckham thing. You know, it's amazing to me that from coast to coast, everybody all of a sudden is jumping on the Carolina bandwagon, and Odell Beckham is this terrible bad guy who did this terrible thing. He was the one that's being abused. You know, if it was something like that was happening to Amari Cooper on the Raiders, I would expect that one of the Raiders, like Marcel Reese, would say, hey, chill out, we got this. And he would ask for the football, and the Raiders would run right at this Norman dude and run him over and get him to shut his yap and quit picking on the young kid because there's a football game to all play. Right.
Thank you, Mark.
What do you think about that?
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the phone call.
Who was Pac-Man Jones? What did he do to Amari week
unscathed.
One? He kind of, but man, remember he put his head down on the ground?
Yeah.
People were hot.
Yeah.
But if somebody came to his defense, but Amari wasn't going at it with, apples and oranges.
That was Pac-Man.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying Amari didn't do anything to warrant that.
ODB came in full steam.
But before that, Norman body slammed him, basically.
You're
I'm
right.
just throwing that out there.
You're right.
That's why I said no honor amongst thieves.
Okay.
And then when the guy gets,
if you
want to
slice
100,
the pie up, if you want to slice the pie up of blame, can we make a
no,
pie
you're right.
of blame?
Go ahead, Zach. I like it.
25% goes to Norman.
25. I got to give him more. What about the baseball bat incident before the game started?
You're underrating how bad that ODB
that lunge,
helmet
that,
to helmet
that, that,
was.
That, I'm
so that's
that
why,
was
look,
bad.
Most people, and I'm giving you credit here, most of the national people never even brought up Norman and why he should be to blame. He was taunting and trolling, as you often do with me. He was trolling ODB all leading up to that. After every play, he was standing under
okay,
him.
You got
he
it.
Was messing with him.
But none of that is lunging your head and blind
ODB
side.
ODB was
Zach.
The one that lost his mind. Like the original ODB, all dirty bastard.
Yeah.
See what I did there? That was pretty good.
Wu-Tang.
You didn't like that.
It was all right.
That was pretty damn good.
But anybody could have came
Odell
up with
Beckham,
it.
Odell Beckham, old dirty
it was
bastard.
So easy, I didn't
no,
say
that
it.
No, that was good. He lost his mind like ODB.
Yeah.
You didn't like it. What do you think is going to happen with this? Are you okay with the one game suspension?
Yeah, I don't like a guy trying to act fake tough,
mm-hmm.
which Norman did.
Yep.
He had a little thing going, and it was cool, talking to Dez and the number one receiver.
Yep.
But you saw a dude do a Drake, 0 to 100 real quick. Even though he was wrong, he had Norman in the locker room sounding like Gandhi.
Okay.
Ooh, he's Batman. I pulled back his mask. Really? I don't think you did, because he's more on your mind than you are on Odell's. So I'm not siding with Odell.
Mm-hmm.
I just know Norman got it took to him in a fashion he never thought it was going to get. So maybe now both of them will shut the hell up.
You didn't see that
next
coming?
Next time when you're playing a receiver.
You didn't see that coming?
But I didn't know Beckham was going to take it to level 100.
Oh, I did.
Oh, I didn't. That's why, I said I was mad at Bucket and Aikman, who I love listening to, because they were like, Troy, have you ever seen anything like this? No, he should be thrown out after the lunge with the helmet. That was vicious. He could have really done some damage. But again, I think I'm happy with the lesson for Norman is to shut the hell up. Go out there, shut this star receiver down, but quit talking, because basically he took it to you what was going to happen after the game?
Norman won that battle,
but
not only in the
Zach. Did Odell Beckham catch the game time touchdown?
Was that?
What do you mean late? It was one of the most important touchdowns. You didn't ask me that.
How many yards did he have?
Hey,
at
he
halftime?
Got he had
How
his.
How many yards did he have after
and
three
then he
quarters?
What's funny is Zach
Norman
he burnt
won
him.
Okay. Yeah, and he dropped the ball.
Yeah,
and that's why he was mad in the first place, in my opinion.
All right, but do you see where I'm coming from?
Of course,
Norman. The lesson for you is just be quiet, chill. We know you're great,
Norman. The lesson to ODB is chill. We know you're great.
No, but Norman talks every game and talks bad. He did
DBs
it to Dez Bryant.
DBs need to talk more than wide receivers. Wide receivers dictate their route. DBs have to cover that.
And you
got to be more strong to be a DB.
There was a play in the Denver
talk
game.
Talk to Revis about
the Denver-Pittsburgh game where the old lineman came from like 20 yards down and led with his head. Who did he drop? He crushed the dude.
Yeah, but not singling out one guy on purpose. ODB lost
Zach,
his
you
mind.
Missed it. It
no,
was
I
a
saw it. He wasn't going after that one guy for one reason. ODB lost his mind on Norman for one singular reason. That's why he got suspended. I'm not saying it doesn't happen all the time, but not in that sense. That was highly publicized.
And what about Norman with the bat in
How
the warm-ups?
How many flags did ODB get in that game?
No, he got three.
Okay.
I haven't seen that.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. He should have been thrown out of the game. And then that way he wouldn't have been suspended for the next game.
This is football.
888-957-9570. If you want to weigh in on this big story, ODB suspended.
What's the biggest takeaway? You think they were, and they got a national game coming up, the Giants, with their playoff lives on the line.
I'll tell you this.
I believe they reacted to the reaction. It wasn't, oh, we're going to suspend you, because he would have got thrown out. So I just hate the NFL does this, like, oh, people are losing their mind. Almost like the Ray Rice thing. We got to go back and, you know.
If you were 17 and I was 7, which is not even a proper representation.
I'm like, where are we going with this? But the answer's 10 if you're doing subtraction.
Well, I think it's a little more than that. But whatever.
24,
the point is, if you were to subtract those years from our ages, nothing would have happened. This was commonplace. This was nothing.
Oh, okay.
This was a non-story. Okay. So my biggest takeaway is.
Everyday occurrence.
Well, it's 2015 now. And well, it's about to be 2016.
And no matter what year, though, real quick, I'll sign my name right here and be quiet. That was a vicious leading with the helmet.
It was terrible.
Man.
It was so.
He tried to step on him. You remember Norman tried to step on him?
Norman is not blameless in this, but ODB is the one that lost his mind. He's the one that lost his mind. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. You guys want to weigh on this? You may do so next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
The Game. You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game, alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, 10:30, John Dickinson, boots on the ground. He's provided us with great audio from the Charles Woodson announcing he will retire at the end of the year. And I'm going to try to convince JD to convince Charles Woodson next time he sees him in the locker room to stay for one more year. So I think he should go out with a playoff trip, and I think the Raiders are very close to that. So we'll talk to JD at 10:30. Right now, your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795 to figure out our argument about whether or not Josh Norman had a baseball bat on the field before the game. Yes, he did, Guru, but he was not the guy in the video that I was watching swinging it at Odell Beckham. That was a practice squad player who had then gotten the bat later down the line. Regardless, no excuse for what ODB did. And isn't this how guys go back and forth?
Deion and Andre Rison hit, well, they
exactly.
had their helmets.
List the divas in football from 1 to 2 position-wise. You'd either go DB1
all day.
Or wide receiver would probably be 1,
all
DB
day.
Would be 2.
Right.
So this is a classic case of that. All right, let's go to Mike and Sam Rafael. He wants to weigh in on OBJ and Norman. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I just want to speak about Odell. I think it's a fair, suspension he got for the one game. I think it's going to hurt him a little bit to try to challenge it because, it was very rough play, and I do think he deserves a consequence. However, to challenge that, I think that's telling young players that it's okay to do what you did if he gets away with it.
The problem is, Mike, he wasn't ejected from the game. If he had been ejected from the game, there probably would have been no further suspension, even though I can't remember a player doing what he did to another guy. I mean, I know you guys are bringing up examples of other linemen and certainly stuff like that goes down. He violently used his own head and helmet as a weapon to go against Norman's head and helmet.
At full
that
speed.
I haven't seen.
At full speed. I haven't either.
He put himself in danger.
You're right.
With that.
I agree with you there. And I think him challenging it is going to hurt him because that is so violent.
I don't think he will. He'll probably just miss week 16 and they'll be done with it.
Yeah, that's a good point there.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
the
phone call.
Zach, their playoff lives are on the line. It may take a little while.
Well, where are they? They're
one game back of Washington with 2 to play.
And they play the Vikings, right?
Yeah. Prime time. It's a prime time game.
What's week 17 for them? Do you know?
No, I don't. At Philly.
Giants week 17.
Yeah, I believe it's Philly. Yeah, I believe it's Philly.
Well, I mean,
we'll get our cracks.
That's kind of a coin toss in terms of.
But you need him, is all that
course,
I'm saying.
Of course.
So if he fights it, well, maybe they may.
If they fought it, then they might get him for Minnesota, but then they would lose him for Philly.
I mean, the playoffs.
The judgment will come down before the season's over. So I guess you'd have to guess who you think you have a better chance of beating out of Minnesota and Philly.
Philly.
We'll see what happens. Let's go to Niner Mike in South City. Go ahead, Niner Mike.
What up? I was going to talk about the Raiders real quick, but I want to lay in about this too. I'm just thinking about it like this. If you look at every year in the NFL, you got one or two stars, and this year it seems to be Cam and Odell. And then for me, I look at it like this. Maybe in history, think about it, this guy could go down and be great, but he's always going to have that one instant where, man, that guy, like people say, oh, it changes his image. I think it's big enough to change that image, and that's what I think. But for the Raiders, as a Niner fan, man, I'm kind of jealous, I'll admit, of everything you guys got going. And, like, for y'all to complain, I kind of understand, and I feel like that's going to be the Niner empire for, like, the next couple years. That's what we're going to go through. So that we're going to have that moment, too. But right now, man, I don't see where any Raider fan should be in a – like, Guru was upset that he didn't make the playoffs, like, I don't know, man. You got to be happy where you are. Like, I don't know. As a Niner fan, that's pretty much seen, like, the bottom and the top and everything, I would be, like, content with what the Raiders have done this season.
Optimistic. Optimistic. Thank you, Niner Mike. We appreciate it. I think I get his sentiments. I think what he's saying is, despite you boldly making the proclamation that the Raiders would make the playoffs, if you're a Raiders fan, you should be a lot happier that you're dealing with a team that's on the upswing.
Yeah, and that actually the car's going up in the right direction, but at the same time, you can't be disappointed in the close losses.
Yeah.
You just cannot ignore that and
say, starts with the Bears.
And you about asked, the who do we have on to where you asked, did any of this fall on coaching?
Jimmy Durkin.
Yeah, did it all go around? Is Jack Del Rio growing?
Well,
is Musgrave growing?
Well,
Ken Norton Jr., it's all collective, cohesive unit.
The coaching staff is in their first year, and a lot of the players are in their first year, if not their second year, and you can call it a first year if you don't count the original coaching staff. But the bottom line is there some blame to be placed on the coaching staff for the close losses, or is it all growing pains for the actual player personnel? Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, taking your calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We got into the Niners enough, I think. It's not a positive subject to talk about. A lot of it has been about Charles Woodson, where there's a bunch of positive things to be said about that. But to stick with the Raiders and not to go into the close losses guru and the coaching staff and whether or not they're to blame. But overall, when you look at this ball club and you're looking for things that you can remember, you called out earlier, you were like, Jimmy Tommy Sula had the audacity to say that they were building around young core players, and you wondered if they had a core player. Now, I think they do. Carlos Hyde.
But how is he getting this pass that he's great?
He was injury prone. No one's saying he's great. Okay. It's his second year, his first year taking over for Frank Gore. He looked great when he was healthy, but he hasn't been healthy. So I don't think anybody's anointing him, but
he's a question mark.
I think you could make an argument for him being a young core player to build around. Certainly you have Aaron Lynch. Eric Reed, I don't know what happened to Eric Reed. Now, you and I have you used to call out the Niners secondary, and I used to say, well, the front seven's so good, then the secondary looks good no matter what. Because when your front seven's that good, hell, you and I could be covering, and it doesn't matter if they only have 3 seconds to throw. But Eric Reed has taken a huge step back. So moving forward, and Torrey Smith, I think, can be good with another piece within there. But, I mean, who knows really what
exactly
he's talking
about. You need somebody to throw it to him.
And who does that fall on that you're calling Tom Sula out for saying that they're building around young core pieces?
Your best friend, Balky.
Not my best friend. And yes, absolutely, Balky. The guy that's been drafting for the future 3 years, thinking that his staff is so stacked that it doesn't matter for him. So
denial.
I wonder how long it's going to take for them to look at him. Look, I think Balky's going to be back. I think the coaching staff is going to be back. Maybe it'll be reshuffled. But you can't do it after 1 year for two reasons. One, it is a complete egg on the face type of move. Number two, how often do you see one-and-done instances where a head coach is hired to coach a football team and is fired after 1 year? And number three, I think it's going to take that from York to see another draft class in terms of bulky.
I mean, I'm already there.
I think it's
he should have enough on his watch right now that would be a fireable offense. But the fitting thing about the 2015 season for the Niners is that that stadium will be full to capacity and some on Super Bowl Sunday, because we've watched it empty just like we did yesterday all damn season.
Yep.
And that in itself is a travesty.
Yeah. And look, it's the second year of the stadium, Guru.
It's shameful. You got second people, year. Diehards, wanting to return their... I don't get it.
You know how often normally it takes for a stadium, a brand new stadium, to be
a third full.
Go ahead.
It's like you buying a ticket and they say, and you think you're going to see Tupac or one of the greats, and then they at the last second, after you buy your PSL and spend your money on your ticket, they say, you know what, Vanilla Ice is coming up. You would be
no Tupac,
steaming.
No Snoop Dogg.
And that's how, I know it's a bad analogy, but
I loved it.
It was only because Tupac.
No,
but listen,
but that's how they sold the tickets, and the tickets are the PSLs.
Niner fans should be P.O. to the max.
I think in the very least, and I hope Niners management does it, honestly, because I don't like coming on here and being depressed and talking to Niner Mike or Niner whoever, and they're all saying...
What about the greats? They looked depressed yesterday. Joe Montana.
That was the first time the fans clapped. Ba-da-boom.
Bing. Listen, real quick, if I'm York...
You didn't like my corny joke?
It was all right.
You
but
didn't
listen,
even acknowledge it.
I was trying to get this out before the break.
In case you didn't know, Roger Craig, Joe Montana, and co. came out.
If I'm York, I just wake up, I call a press conference... First day after the season's over, I say, I was wrong. People forgive in this nation. I was wrong. We're going to fire this coach.
Yeah, but you got to make
the
corresponding moves.
Well, you fire the coach.
They have three-year deals.
Well, Zach, this team is loaded with bread.
All right.
They just built an Apple store for their stadium over there with the museum. And the best thing about it,
actual Apple store?
Wi-Fi. No, but that's what people call it.
Gotcha.
You know. Yeah. Got the museum. Yeah.
So you're saying...
just be honest.
All right.
Go, what's the rapper's name? Future. Honest. He has a song called Honest.
Gotcha. Yeah. How do you know more about younger people music than me? And you've got like 15
music has
on
no age. And I don't have 15 on you.
13?
I'll take you to the rack. That would be the score.
13?
I'd have 15 on you.
We got to play one day.
No,
I'm not
you
even
can't
train.
Play. You don't even, that's what I'm saying.
First team all
I wouldn't
league.
Schedule you. You're NAIA. I'm NCAA.
I will beat you out of shape.
Zach,
with you in shape.
You're not fast enough.
I got a decade and a half on
you're
you,
not
kid.
I'm still fat. I play corner right now.
Corner?
Yeah.
For who?
For my flag football team.
Coming up next, John Dickinson. You know him. Super reporter. He will join us. We'll take your phone calls if you want to chime in. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. JD was in there. As always, with that beautiful microphone representing 95.7 The Game, we'll see what he heard from Chuck Wood hanging it up. I still want to do hashtag one more year, Guru.
It's special.
He's
taking off.
And they're so close. How bad would it be if he retired and the Raiders made the playoffs next year? And he's got it physically. What's this mentally thing about?
When that shoulder heals up, I'm just saying.
We'll ask JD next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
It is absolutely no fun when the homies can't get none. Speaking of homies, JD John Dickinson. He's joining us here in just a second. Daryl the Guru Johnson.
I bet he's
Zachariah.
Never been called that on air.
What?
Homie.
A homie?
Yeah.
Probably not. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Coming up, you know how we end every show. The wacky world of sports. The word. We'll get to that. Plus your phone calls at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. But he is on the line, JD John Dickinson. Follow him on Twitter, at JD John Dickinson, our very own 95.7 The Game super reporter. JD, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Good to be with you. Good to talk to you during the week. I miss you guys. It's been just a post-game recently.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, look, you are the hardest working man in show business, so we get you when we can. JD, we've been spending a lot of this show dealing with the breaking news about Charles Woodson, and I was kind of wondering, as a guy that's 32, my man Guru, we won't reveal his age because he doesn't want to, but I think you're somewhere in between the two of us, and I was wondering, in terms of my age, if I was a Raiders fan, the only two guys that I could think of are Charles Woodson and Tim Brown in terms of favorite Raider. Now, I know there was a bunch of Raider greats prior to both of those guys, but where do you have him in the grand scheme of things in terms of, the great Raiders?
You know, that's a great question, and I'm a couple years older than you, Zach. I'm actually 34. And, you know, Charles Woodson, honestly, is not a guy that I would have put in that category until he came back. Because, you know, he was a tremendous player and obviously a big part of, the Raiders going to the Super Bowl when they lost to Tampa Bay before he left and went on to Green Bay. But it seemed like, his career exploded and he became a Hall of Famer. With the Green Bay Packers. So I tend to think of him even more as a Packer than a Raider. But then when he's able to come back and finish really in particular with just an outstanding season and playing hurt and all the plays he's been able to make with the interceptions and picking up fumbles at critical moments. I mean, he's just always around the ball. I think it's been really impressive the way that he's been able to go out this year. And I think he sort of reinserts himself into the conversation, because he did come back and play here multiple years at the end of his career.
And so probably a Pro Bowler. Probably a Pro Bowler,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, I think he definitely is. And I think even though this team, and we talked about it last night, it isn't going to be a playoff team. And, they showed flashes that they might have been a playoff team. I think you're right, because there really is no face of the Raiders from the moment they lost the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay until really Derek Carr and Khalil Mack came on the scene. I mean, who's the face of the era before that? I mean, there isn't anybody. All the losing seasons and the like. So I think, that's a good call. Honestly, when you put Woodson back into that conversation based on, his ability to start and finish his career with Oakland.
JD, Charles was definitely a warrior. How confident are you in Reggie and the Raiders now? Because they already needed help in the secondary. Now you're telling me they're going to lose their best player in the secondary, their leader, their mentor. I mean, is it obvious now that we know what the Raiders are going to do in the draft in regard to, where they look at what unit first or free agency, not only to replace Charles, but that help that we talked about they need?
Yeah, I think the leadership is something that's going to be critical as well. You know, a guy that's been a defensive player of the year and a guy that's, been to a couple Super Bowls, obviously won the one with the Packers and with Aaron Rodgers. I think it's interesting because you're right. The Raiders are in a spot where they need to fill Woodson's spot. They probably need to add two corners to the mix. And, Nate Allen, a lot of his problems have been, because of injury, but he hasn't exactly played all that great even when he's been healthy. I think his season, in essence, gets a mulligan because he hasn't been healthy for the most part. But when you look at it, you got to have three, four quality corners now, and then now you're going to have to replace Woodson on top of that. So, yeah, and I think, they probably need a couple inside linebackers, at least one. So I do think while they've been able to make it work defensively, they're going to have to address the secondary probably first and foremost. The linebacker position probably after that. And fortunately for them, really, other than, keeping Donald Penn, they're going to be in a spot where, and maybe finding a running back, they can focus more, on the defensive side of the ball in the secondary rather than having to get the offense completely in order.
Zachariah, Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game, joined by our very own super reporter, John Dickinson. You've seen his microphone in some post games. I promise you, he does a great job of placing that thing. He joins us now. JD, overall, when you look at this ball club and going down the final two games, and this is probably a stupid question, but you know me, Guru. JD, you know I'm a little bit off. I would, in this spot, be rooting against my team because it means a better draft pick. But I think this might be the one instance where I would not, because you want to take that momentum, and this is actually a team that's on the precipice of being very good. So if you're a Raiders fan, do you want to improve your draft pick, or do you want to beat the Chargers, beat the Chiefs, maybe, you know, hurt the Chiefs' chances of getting in and take that momentum into next year?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I never just, when I look at games, I mean, I don't believe that, you know, any team can, should lose necessarily, you know, any game. I think the game at Kansas City, you know, that's going to be a tough one, especially if Kansas City, you know, has something on the line. But I do think, you know, the Charger game is one where, from the Raiders' perspective, you've got to look at that as, you know, an extremely winnable game, the final home game, you know, of the season. And I think the bigger issue there is 7-9. So I'm going to throw the Kansas City game out, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. But 7-9 looks a heck of a lot better than 6-10. When you, I mean, it just does. I mean, 7-9 looks like you were almost 500. No, you were one game away from being 500. You didn't have 10 losses. It just has a better look, especially when you're a team that struggled to win 4 or 5 games in a season, as the Raiders have for the most part, you know, the past decade, close to really decade and a half. So I think getting that 7th one against San Diego is really a bigger deal than it may look. Because, I mean, just think about it. I mean, the 6-10 just looks bad. You know, you're 4 under. You've got 10 losses. It just, even though you're not that much farther away from being a good team, 6-10 just has a look when you go through the standings. You know, and I think when you look at the way this team has played this year, I think they feel more like a 7-9 team to me than a 6-10 team when you just look at them. And a lot of that stigma and perception. But I think if you just have watched this team play every single week, they seem more like a 7-9 team than a 6-10.
A lot of that was crazy, JD, but I completely understand everything that you were just saying.
JD, can you settle something for Zachariah and myself? I know after game 6 or 7, Derek Carr was on fire. I still believe he's a franchise quarterback, but where do you come out with these interceptions and when they happen to take place? Is it all part of growing pains, or have you stepped back just a tad bit and said, you know what, Guru, I might be a little concerned that he's throwing these interceptions?
He's Brett Favre,
and I know he has 30 touchdown passes. Where are you at? Has anything changed about your viewpoint on Derek Carr?
No, nothing's changed as far as, you know, I mean, he's the franchise quarterback, and I think, you know, the Raiders believe that he's the franchise quarterback, you know, which is more important than my opinion, obviously. But I'll say this, I do think that he's got to channel, you know, himself early in games and late in games, because it seems like he comes out and he's just inaccurate and he's too amped. And yeah, we've all talked about the Brett Favre comparison, and he's just too juiced, it seems. He can't get the ball where he wants to get it to. And then it seems late in games, it's more about decision-making. It seems it's more about, not that he doesn't see it, not that he can't read the defense, but just that he wants to fit the ball in a tight window to make a big play to win the game. And I think, you know, we've seen, you know, it's almost the Tony Romo / Brett Favre. You know, the intentions are great. The skill is there, but the ability to, you know, to make the right move at the right time is something that, you know, I don't think we know that it's not there, but I think the first couple of years of his career and this year now, as you look at the first two, you know, I think this year you have to kind of start to wonder, you know, is this something that might linger, you know, throughout the entirety of his career? But I think at the same time, you also have to take a step back and say, yeah, he's got 30 touchdowns. He's been able to even lead the team on touchdown drives after he's thrown interceptions that look like they may cost the Raiders the game. So I think it's a case where, you know, the confidence in himself is his greatest strength, but it also at times can be his greatest weakness.
I think
great answer.
I think you said it perfectly. Too juiced and for our, you know, older demographic, too amped up. And that's why oftentimes his misses are long, are high. JD John Dickinson, our super reporter, you hear him throughout the week on every single show. Also on Saturday from 10 to noon, the NBA this week with Matt Steinmetz. Follow him on Twitter at JD John Dickinson. JD, thank you as always. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks.
All right, sounds good, guys. Always fun.
JD John Dickinson, there you go. I mean, yeah.
Those were great answers.
It's true. Well,
when you and I answer, it seems like it's once, like, you know, we're a defense attorney or the prosecutor.
Don't down-talk us.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It just, that was.
Seems like
that,
you're down-talking
that
us.
That was 50, okay. Not 50 Cent. That was, he gave
what?
That, it was half and half.
Yeah.
About right. The Tony Romo.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Let's move on. Coming up next, final segment of the show,
no.
The Word, plus your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. If you're on hold, I will get to you, MOC, Eric, and Ben. Coming up next, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game, alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. I am Zachariah. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we gone ESPN Radio the rest of the way. If you missed us, or if you're going to miss us when we're gone, we'll be back tomorrow, 7 to 11, Wednesday, 7 to 10, Saturday, 5 to 9. Set the old
alarm.
Smartphone alarms. Yeah, no doubt. And follow us on Twitter. My boy is almost at 1,000.
I don't need no hand.
If you are the 1K follower of Daryl the Guru Johnson, he will hook you up with a special prize.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't.
DDDGURU. That's Triple D Guru. I am at Zach Sports. ZAK Sports. We're going to get to the Word. You're such a liar. Why do you lie on air when you know I'm going to call you out? Just admit it. Be truthful.
I don't use
You're
Twitter.
Obsessed with it. You check my followers and your followers daily.
That was 3 years ago.
You text
ago,
me.
Zach.
All right. Let's get to the phone line, shall we? The people have been waiting.
I'm ready.
MOC in San Francisco. Go ahead, MOC.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Chilling. What's right. up, man?
So I just want to give it a shout out to my favorite Raider cornerback, Lester Hayes.
Popular choice tonight.
I think, yeah, 37. Number two, Derek Carr is the quarterback of the future. I'm not tripping off of the interceptions. He'll work it out. His energy is great. The team respects him. The clubhouse respects him. He's a winner.
Okay. All right.
Third and final point. I listen to a lot of sports talk radio in my car driving around the bay. And I got to say that Guru and Zachariah is my favorite sports talk radio combo in the Bay, either station. I know we're not going to talk about other station. They got a lot of condescending people on that station. You guys respect listeners. You respect the Bay. You know your Bay hip-hop. We love that.
The check is in the mail, MLC.
Wow.
The check is in the mail.
He read it just like we wrote it.
I just want to say thank you because I just like the energy you guys bring to Sports Talk Radio. It's really, really the most interesting and refreshing attitude about sports and people that love sports. I'm sick of condescending sports talk people.
Thank you, MOC. Right, appreciate it. Great, great phone call.
That is
phone
right,
call
with,
tonight.
Yeah, with the PTI one. That's there.
You got a lot to live up to, Eric in Oakland. Go ahead, Eric.
I don't know if I can live up to that.
Nah, it's all right. We're just That's playing around. Good. Go ahead, man.
I mean, we like your show too, man. It's good, man.
Okay,
but
thanks.
I wanted to talk a little about Jed York, man. If this guy would just eat a little humble pie, man, sit in front of the people, be a human being for once, you know, just be like, look, you know, we messed up, but I know the faithful, you know, want what we need. We're gonna turn this around. Clean house, though. It's just not about
reshuffling
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's more than that. I mean, he got rid of his president, or Parag, and he went and let him just do contracts or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just clean house, man. Get a high draft pick. Don't win any more stupid games. You have no business beating the Bears. No business beating the Falcons. And all these feel-good wins. Give me a break, man.
Yeah. Just you're still in pick. Line for like I think you're guaranteed a top three pick, Eric.
Well, I don't know, man. From what I hear, it was top five, but that doesn't guarantee my boy Goff out of Cal, man. You need a quarterback for starters. You know, a good quarterback will make an average offensive line better. You know, quicker release.
I went to Cal.
Go out there.
I went to Cal. I love York. I don't know that he's going to translate to the next level. And thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the kind words. God, I love Goff. I'm sorry.
I was ready to walk off.
Mixing up names all night. I love Goff. I went to Cal. I don't know that he's going to translate to the NFL level.
Well, I don't know, and that's why we're not in those positions. But damn it, he's thrown the pigskin around a whole lot at Cal. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are high on him.
I'd take him over Kaepernick and
what's the old adage I like to use?
What's that?
You can't fall from the floor.
That's a fact. Ben in Fremont, last call. Go ahead.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Man, Merry Christmas to y'all and your families.
You too.
Thank you. You too, man.
Like, one thing I wanted to talk about was the Raiders, and I hope they evaluate their coordinators this year, because I think a lot of our games, and they kind of fell on their shoulders where they dropped the ball a little bit with certain play calling and just certain game management. I think one that stuck out was they decided to cut Ray Armstrong a little bit too late. I mean, he was breaking outside containment like crazy. I think subbing in yesterday with the Packers on the 4-yard line was kind of idiotic. I don't, just some of the things that our coordinator's done this year kind of cost us some games, like the Bears game. Just put a fork in our season.
Yeah, the play calling there definitely. I mean, if they were more aggressive, they would have won that Bears game and they would not be eliminated. I mean, I didn't have the Packers game. Thank you for the phone call, Ben. Have a great night. I didn't expect the Packers game to be a win on the schedule when I took a look at the schedule, as everybody plays the schedule game.
We did it.
And don't act like you don't play the schedule game. Everybody
does.
We
do it on air.
No, I know. Yeah. You and I do. I'm saying there's people out there that go, I don't play the schedule game. Yes, you do. Every single person that looks at any team goes through who they're playing throughout the year and decides whether or not they think it's a win or a loss. I had a loss for the Packers. So that part, did not disappoint me. And they were competitive in that game. Now, the Bears game, you don't run it twice on second and short. Maybe you're looking at kicking your own walk-off field goal. And now you're still in the hunt. Now, you'd still have to beat the Chargers and the Chiefs, and maybe you had one of the Chiefs games as a win.
I'm going to put it out there. I want the Mike Irvin.
I'm with you. Normally, if you're eliminated from playoff contention, I would say that you should be rooting against your ball club. In this instance, a team that's learning how to win, I think you're rooting for them.
Yeah.
And especially because they're, divisional opponents. You know? You ready for the word?
They can ruin Kansas City's season.
All right, let's get to the word.
What's up, Afghan? You know why I'm here.
What up?
Hell yeah. Shout out Oakland, California.
Damn,
Ben is going to be in the building.
Monday night. You want to hear about a story about being racially profiled at a Toys R Us? Now, I've heard about people being racially profiled, Guru, but never at a Toys R Us. This is Bengals running back James Wilder Jr. He took to Twitter, and he also took to some video, and we have the audio for it. Let's hear it. Took to Facebook. Let's hear it from James Wilder Jr.
Sitting here in Toys R Us, trying to shop for my family. And the manager comes up to me and tells me that I was here earlier. I just got here 2 minutes ago. He says I was here earlier and I tried to walk out with a full cart of toys. Calls us to the front. Calls the sheriff. Now I'm sitting up here at the front. Messed up my whole shopping process, messed up my day. Because we in Kentucky, Toys R Us, and they say, I want to steal. Like, I got a reason to steal.
Makes a good point.
Toys R Us, don't call the cops and kick us out. Because they kicked us out because they said we were stealing, yo. So racist.
That's bad. Racial profiling at Toys R Us? That's like the land of feel good.
Black lives matter, man.
Fair enough. Did you know Russell Wilson has more TDs in the last five games than Matt Flynn has had in 10 years.
He's played nobodies. Do it in the playoffs.
Sierra's
looking finer every time I see her.
They call him the Grinch.
Get it, Sierra?
Yeah. Like Sierra? Sierra?
It checked out.
Yeah. Bill Belichick. They call him the Grinch. They call him the Hoodie.
I call him Yoda.
They did a little audio rendition of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, Fox Sports. Let's hear it.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trouble will be out of sight. And have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now, no problem. Gonna hide with him.
Was I supposed to laugh at that? That was not Seinfeld-ish or Curb Your Enthusiasm at all.
Taking our own show, huh?
Yeah, it was strange. It wasn't funny. You liked it, huh?
I mean, it's all right.
Javier put a thumbs down.
I mean, we don't have to critique it, though. I mean, we played it.
I was ready to laugh. My cheeks was ready. Yeah.
From the 916, Javier in the 916.
Oh.
The Niners have to take Goff. We all remember what happened to the Niners the last time they passed on a Cal QB. Aaron Rodgers, anybody?
Hey, that may play something into the decision and thought process.
I doubt it.
How do you miss him? Oh, we're out of here?
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow, 7 to 11. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah. Follow us on Twitter at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports.
I'm 20 away.
Triple D Guru, DDD, GURU.
By the time I come in tomorrow, I'm 2000.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7, The Game.
Attached to your hand, or just tour Levi's Stadium at the 49ers Museum. You'll see Jerry Rice's touchdown footballs and even a replica of Bill Walsh's office. And if you want to get super pumped for the Super Bowl, learn all about its history on the stadium tour.
Tour the home of Super Bowl 50 and the 49ers Museum, presented by Sony. Schedule a visit at levistadium.com.
I'm always listening to music on my phone, but I don't always have Wi-Fi. And I don't always have data to spare.
Oh, cheese, mustard, ketchup, relish.
Oh, that looks great.
Next.
I also don't have time to download a bunch of music. I'd have a real problem if I didn't have Next Radio.
Oh, it's all right. I'll get the next one.
With Next Radio, you have radio on your smartphone. There's no subscription, and it uses 3 times less battery and 10 times less data than streaming. Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. That was good.
Hey, watch this next one.
You should see if your smartphone has Next Radio. Lots of them do.
Go.
With Next Radio, I can keep going and keep my music going.
Street. With the Next Radio app, you can interact with radio, search out what you want to listen to, save and buy songs, link your listening with your social feeds, and more, all while using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming.
Next Radio.
Radio you can see and hear.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
It's your last chance to donate for 2015.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.